Hey, what's going on, everybody? You're listening to Seggy Stations. Man that has a nickname, always a lot to say with no shame. Friday, April 2nd, 2021. Hope all is well out there, everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. Nick Seglin here, coming in solo today for the first time in a long time. Touching on the world of sports. Looking forward to doing it. Appreciate it all. Love and support for the podcast, as always. Got some stuff to say solo smoke today. As always, you can follow along on my Instagram or Twitter page, at Seggy Station. Still got a live version up of my podcast up on my Twitch. It's underscore Seggy underscore G. And you can always get the podcast on Spotify, on my Podbean site, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Hopefully you get your podcast there. As always, I always appreciate all the love and support shown for the podcast. And I am going to see my friend Shayna tomorrow in New York. Trying to support her for opening, grand opening for her foundation warehouse, and she's shown a lot of support for my podcast. So I do have a giveaway still up until Sunday. I will have a post going up tomorrow shouting out the giveaway again. The winner will be picked for the Monday pod that I hopefully get in here to do. Either way, I'll try and announce the winner on Monday and get you those goodies as fast as possible. Hopefully get some more entries for a giveaway there. About $50 in value, absolutely free. All you got to do, check out the rules on my Instagram page, at Seggy Station. As always, appreciate all the love and support. Right now, it's time for Straight Talk. Brought to you by Seggy Straight Talk Microphone. It's always direct. Time to reflect. Haven't been here solo in a minute. Figured I'd come in and give the people a little bit of burst today. Let me start with this. It's crazy all the things that sports can do for a person, and I've been seeing a lot in the sports world over the past month where it really has things in perspective for me, not only now being back at work and obviously the COVID still being a thing, and we talked about it, me and Shu, a little bit yesterday, with obviously the vaccinations being a thing for people to be able to get into, and I think everyone should have their own opinion, right, and feel on that situation. You can go listen to yesterday's pod if you're interested in those regards. But sports absolutely do so many things for so many different people. I think about why I do what I do with the sports right now, do what I do with the podcast. It's because I have a passion for sports. I've had this passion going back to when I was a little kid. It makes me think of all the sports games that my mom drove me to, all the sports competitions that I've competed with, but not only friends that have been on this podcast, but others that I've met with and been able to have discussions with and grow and learn over time to be able to start and talk sports. Not only have I been watching them, but I've played a lot of them and I enjoy everything about them. But I've been seeing a lot of things in them where I think Jimmy V says it best in his all-time speech, where if you're not laughing, crying, and thinking in the same day, you're not having a good day. And I think sports do that for so many people in so many different ways, but particularly for me, particularly why I started a podcast, particularly why I like talking sports, because there's so many different things that happen in sports on a daily basis. And you see Roy Williams retiring, obviously going back to the Tiger Woods crash for me. Those literally are things that I could cry about. And then you can go and say, well, you got final four games tonight. A lot of good things to be coming out of that. You got a lot of great NBA games happening. NFL draft less than a month away. And nonstop news on fronts to cover for sports gas baggers like me. You know, it's hard to get people to follow what you're trying to do and support what you're trying to do, no matter how big you want things to be, no matter how bad your passion, dream, drive, motivation is. You can't be doing it for others. You need to be doing it for yourself. But recently I've had, you know, people asking me about, oh, what do you podcast about? Or the people that do listen to my podcast. Oh, well, I like this about it, and I like that about it. And, you know, I wish you did more of it this, and I wish you did more of it that. And appreciate all the love and support that comes in that regard. But you don't really get to a point where you have any of that happening unless you're doing it. And I've learned to appreciate the fact that I've been doing this now for a little while. I've learned to love doing it, and regardless of anyone supporting it or not, I like doing this. I like coming in here and being able to talk sports and seeing all the things that happen in sports, and I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for the passion that I got from this young age that I have now at this age, where I had plenty of things and time on my hands now that I think about it to be doing things like this. But I was doing things that I like to do, like visit my grandparents, hang out with my neighbor. But now that I don't have any of that, I'm so lucky and fortunate to have this, because as much as I haven't been coming in here as much solo, I spend a lot of time solo. And I like doing my podcast with people and friends and strangers, whatever it is. But I think I've gotten a lot out of people telling me this, that you get the realest version of me and my solo versions of my podcast, because it's this version of me that is the most true. You know, I'm laughing when my buddies are on the podcast a lot more. I'm laughing with some coworkers when we're talking sports and getting into some of the sports, or talking to anybody about sports. I'm laughing about plenty of things I see and listen to in the sports media and sports airwaves on a daily basis. But there's things that I certainly see that could make me very upset. There's things that when you're watching sports, you feel 10 different emotions in that 2-hour span. And it keeps me going every day knowing that what's happened to me and how I feel about it, I feel like me doing this has really given me something to feel good about. And I really haven't had that much to feel good about. And I feel like having this is better than having nothing. I have a good job and I have a nice car and I have certain things and I have plenty of friends that support me, and it's not the worst, but it could be a lot better. And I miss all the people I've lost, particularly my mom, so much every day, where I do this podcast thinking of my family and how much my grandpa never liked sports in his life, but if I ever said anything about it, he'd sat there and listen. And my grandma, she only knew Michael Jordan because of the commercials and Tiger Woods because he was great, but she only listened to sports because she knew I was happy talking about him. My mom, she wasn't really the biggest sports person, but she was at every single one of my sports games, drove me to every single one, and listened to all everything I've had to say about sports the second until she was gone. And it's just crazy to me that now that I'm doing something like this, that I'm sure that all of them are so very proud of, and I've said this to a couple of people a couple times, none of those people have ever heard my podcast. And those are actually the people that always have supported me the most. And so it's tough when you're trying to find this fake support and all these things that I was talking with a guy that I know at work today. He's telling me this and that about, you know, people trying to start up and this and that. That's not what it's about, man. And I get where he's coming from. But, yeah, of course, I think everyone wants to pop off with everything that they're doing. Like, of course, we all do. But if that's all you're trying to get to, and if you're going to just give up, if that doesn't happen instantly, then, in my opinion, you're doing it the wrong way. And I've had so many people that have uplifted me from really the dark, the down under, with just comments about the pod. Either that or coming on the pod. For that, I couldn't be more grateful for all the things that this podcast has done for me. At a time when I've been in a lot of my own feelings, really, just in general, just missing a lot of people and spending a lot of alone time and trying to figure my own thing out for sure. But being able to just live it up for a minute, come in here and talk some sports, and know that, yeah, maybe there are a few people out there that do care to hear about some of my sports takes. Makes me feel pretty good inside, and I'm sure it makes my family that I miss very much feel certainly good too. Gonna rip it up for sure today. That's what I had to start out with, and I do have some sports reads, but let's get into some topics. First topic of the day, need to touch on some MLB, because yesterday's pod, we covered a bunch of it. Chew was here, emergency pod, it was fire. Got into some of the MLB opening day, and I saw that the Mets Nationals series has now been postponed. Tough news on the front of Chew and his Mets, and obviously looking forward to getting them on the field, hopefully. But The biggest news out of the MLB today was Jeff Passan reporting that the Major League Baseball will be moving the All-Star game from Atlanta in response to the new voting laws passed by Georgia. Now, the reason why I need to start the pod with this is because I've discussed on Rob Manfred here a few times, and it seems to be he's not apparently completely tone deaf with everything going on, noting that Georgia's new voting laws have been criticized as restricting voting access, and that's not what Rob Manfred wants the MLB to be playing their All-Star game. Total respect. About time that there's been a good story coming out in the MLB, and particularly Rob Manfred's name stamped on it. But when you have a situation in the Nationals-Mets series being postponed before the season technically even started, then you have the Texas Rangers with full capacity of stadium that, in my opinion, is just flat out reckless. And the MLB, Rob Manfred, not doing anything about that is flat out shocking to me when you see all these other commissioners in sports, particularly the NCAA, even though they botched a few things, still stepping in and doing things because of this pandemic and the effect it's had on sports. Rob Manfred not doing anything when you have a team already with a COVID issue, with a situation where you're trying to jam-pack a stadium, 100% capacity, when everyone in their right mind knows that is probably not safe right now, doesn't seem to make sense. When you're just starting up a full 162-game season, that, in my opinion, should be debated regardless. But if we're going to keep it at that, and you're going to try and keep pumping through the season, then you probably should do things to keep the season from having any missteps, the fact that we've already been going through this pandemic for over a year. And the MLB, I mind you, is on their second go at this, getting in a 60-game season last year and a World Series champion in the LA Dodgers that everyone's out to obviously get this season in the MLB. I believe they lost yesterday to the Rockies. We are watching some of it here. I didn't watch the end of it. Mets weren't on, turned on NBA, and didn't watch any MLB really the rest of the day. But it was good to see MLB opening day up in flaming, saw the Yankees lost. I think all teams played besides the Nationals and Mets. So I'm going to save some of the updates for when Chu makes it back around, but I'll be checking up on it. Just interesting to me that Rob Manfred comes out and makes news for something like this when just yesterday he's in the news for something like that. MLB constantly shaking my head at the MLB. There's a lot of other things going on in sports, though, particularly the breaking news before I started up the podcast, which I did need to touch on, meant to touch on it yesterday, but Chu came through and only can get so much in. The NBA is fining Kevin Durant $50,000 for using offensive and derogatory language in an exchange with Michael Rapaport on social media that I think happened a few days ago. Kevin Durant absolutely going in on this man, Michael Rapaport, which, by the way, like, we live in a time where everybody's doing this anyways. I mean, let's just be real here. Like, we're doing it here on the podcast. And Michael Rapaport's been doing this for a minute. So why isn't that dude getting fined? And KD's getting punished because he's an athlete? Because he came out and said what a lot of us should be saying to this dude, Michael Rapaport? Which I get. All right, yeah, dude, sometimes he's funny. Whatever. He's got a following. Great. He's doing stuff on social media. Good for him. But not all of that is good. I mean, shit, dude, I've watched plenty of videos of this guy, and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Like, really, dude? Like, that's what you're saying to your however millions of followers you have? Thousands, whatever it is? But no, the mark goes on KD because he's an athlete. Because he came out and did what a lot of us are doing on a daily basis. Banter, things that you mentioned on social media yesterday. I think we live in this hypersensitive world where we see it, we do it, but if you're athletes, you're exposed to a higher standard than regular old people on social media that are saying way worse things than athletes. Why aren't we targeting and taking a lot of these people off social media? I mean, in my opinion, if Kevin Durant's getting fined $50,000 by the NBA for things he said on social media, I would say there's a lot of things I've read on social media, on plenty of sports posts, by the way, that are way more derogatory and probably should be at least investigated slightly. But there's no thing on that. I think we mentioned it yesterday when Chu was here, and I played the recording of President Biden. Just hearing something good from the president. Just incredible to hear. That man that we had in office prior, what was he like on social media? What happened to him on social media? And he got away with a ton of stuff on social media that Kevin Durant says one swear word and a few things to a guy that goes and puts out personal DM messages between the two in which, yeah, okay, they could have been chatting. Sure they were. That's crossing the line. And a lot of people calling for Kevin Durant to be punished and fined for this after Kevin Durant came out and apologized for this, when in my opinion, that's probably the only reason he got fined. Just a situation here where an athlete gets exposed, particularly Kevin Durant, for doing something we've all done. Crazy to me. What's even crazier is the March Madness that's been going on. You'll have it tonight. I need to clean this up because you're going to have Arizona facing their matchup in Indiana, I think they're. No, they took out Indiana. I had it written down. I don't even have it. But UConn's playing the later game. Arizona is playing South Carolina. That's what it is. They'll play at 6:30 on ESPN. UConn taking on, I don't even know who UConn's playing, to be honest. No, UConn's playing Arizona. Yeah, I knew that because I got family in Arizona. What am I talking about? Stanford's playing South Carolina at 6:30. Let me clean this up. Stanford's South Carolina Women's Final Four, 6:30 on ESPN. 9:30 on ESPN, UConn, Arizona. You'll have Women's Final Four action. 2-day Madness is back, Final Four style. Love to see it. I think the men's Final Four will be tomorrow. I haven't even been tuning in on that because I've been just doing like a daily thing with sports because it's been tough going forward and having to look back for some things as well. It's an absolute grind. March Madness, absolute fire, right? Games have been unreal. Both Final Fours slated to be great. Couple interesting stories coming out of March Madness for me, though, because I've been covering the Supreme Court stuff that's been going on between March Madness, obviously, and the NCAA investigating all the stuff that's been going on between the disparities between men's and women's sports. But you got a survey saying that 69% of D1 athletic directors would strongly oppose a requirement to give athletes a share of sports revenue. Okay. Well, isn't that why that's not happening for the athletes? Isn't that why the Supreme Court's investigating this? And also, the NCAA has resumed not full-scale testing for performance-enhancing drugs at championships since onset of coronavirus pandemic. Interesting alert to come up on my phone when I'm trying to get ready for the pod. Like, why would the NCAA want that to be announced? Does the NCAA release in their survey think that downs the factor that they're in Supreme Court issues right now for literally discrepancies between men's and women's sports? Not only the amateurism in paying their athletes, but for that matter, is anybody talking or thinking about that? Like, this stuff's wild with me, man. Sports and life and all these things that happen. It's crazy, dude. Like, what? You got Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, having to make statements that, in my opinion, are just utterly disrespectful to the situation. Like, this dude's got to go. Trying to hold up the fort for the NCAA. That, in my opinion, this thing's all going to come crumbling down real quick. March Madness will be good, but once this March Madness is over, I think you're going to be getting a lot of stuff out of the NCAA that is not ideal. I have this recording I need to find. Let me just pause this real quick because I need to play this. This was crazy. Here it is. Keeping it in the NCAA. I got this recording to play real quick.
So, after getting over the loss and everything else now as this tournament was in the Final Four, Kim Mulkey decided that she has an idea for the remaining four teams in the tournament. Take a listen.
I don't think my words will matter. After the games today and tomorrow, there's four teams left, I think, on the men's side and the women's side. They need to dump the COVID testing. Wouldn't it be a shame to keep COVID testing and then you got kids that end up having test positive or something and they don't get to play in a Final Four? So you need to just forget the COVID test and let the four teams that are playing in each Final Four go battle it out.
Have we heard this before from a championship coach? Let's go back to April. And double Swinney at this moment, shall we?
On the beaches of Normandy, we've sent people, we've set up a car and drove around on Mars and walked on the moon. This is the greatest country and the greatest people in the history of the planet. Let's go play, best case scenario, and I think that's what's going to happen. We're going to kick this thing right in the teeth.
Kim Mulkey, man, really? I mean, I know you're coming off a tough loss against UConn, in which you're arguing for a call that, in my opinion, you should have had plenty of calls against you. Watch the whole game here. Clearly, might have had a foul, but you're looking for a foul in that situation. You're not doing the right thing. Great game. Crazy statement by Kim Mulkey. I mean, what? Like, now all of a sudden you're going to stop testing the kids? Yeah, hopefully everything's good and as it's been, and they'll be able to get the games in. Like, you're not going to just stop testing the kids, though. Like, that's just, it's a wild statement. Dabo Swinney won back in college football season. We're going to kick this thing right in the teeth. Just hilarious stuff by these coaches with platforms. They clearly got to walk these things back at some point. My apologies on the recording there. Didn't realize that I was taking it while Callie was eating her either breakfast or supper. Callie also was hearing that during the clip, which was kind of funny. She was like, "What? Like, who's eating my food right now?" And I'm like, "That's the recording. Sorry, Callie." Oh, sweet. I got a couple people here. DuPont account. Love to see that. Yeah, I'm talking stuff about, talking smack about Kevin Durant. Much love to y'all. Hope you're all doing well. I don't even know where I was at, but I do got to get some reads in, so I'm going to take my quick break, do my reads, because I got to come back. I got a shout out for Roy Williams as I got my Carolina Blue on. I saw a John Mara quote this week that I touched on a little bit, but I got to touch on that definitely before I get out of here. And a few more shout outs before I get out. Solo rip today on the Sega Station. Be right back. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Sega Station is brought to you by Callie's Love. A man's best friend is his dog. Shut the rescue mutt to many, but a life-saving companion to me. To me, nothing promotes true home happiness in a household, better than loving companion of a pet. Especially at a time like this, get yourself a little pet friend like mine at your local animal shelter, pound, or nursery. Save their life, and they just might save yours. Now it's time for your SportsCenter update. NFL signing leaked on Call of Duty. Bears offensive lineman Rashad Coward was overheard talking about his signing with the Steelers while his wife was on Call of Duty before the deal was reported. Reporting in 2020, definitely over the video game. Shout out to you, copping a P5 last night on eBay. Love to see it. Rich got a P5. Hopefully I'll be ripping that thing soon. Haven't been playing that at all. Feel like I paid $700 to not play video games anymore. Kind of wild, but I'll be back on that. Maybe get the stream up and going, just like I got the stream going for the pod. Much love for everybody checking it out. Clippers plan to sign DeMarcus Cousins. MJ, Kevin Durant, and Klay Thompson are amongst a group investing $305 million in Dapper Labs, the creators of NBA Top Shot. Been touching on NBA Top Shot here a little bit on the podcast, and quite frankly, they got to clean that stuff up, man, for real. Totally legit, super cool, but just laggy, not really great in terms of getting packs, and really, you got way too many people in there for the amount of packs you're giving out. NFL officially announcing a 17-game season, as I touched on with Chewy yesterday, in 2021. Three preseason games only. Isaiah Thomas expected to sign a 10-day contract with the Pelicans. The Big Three is set to return on July 10th after a one-season hiatus due to the pandemic. Brooks Koepka proposes to actress Jenna Sims. Apparently that's what he means when he says he's busy recovering from knee surgery. As the Masters is upcoming tournament on the PGA Tour, projected to start April 8th. Dustin Johnson Master dinner menu is out. Also a photo of Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky appearing on the cover of a magazine, imitating the cover of a magazine of Wayne Gretzky going back a long time. Good to see that. Good to see the Masters coming up. Brooks Koepka's Masters certainly in doubt. Dustin Johnson definitely looking to play the Masters, I would assume, as defending champion. Tiger Woods obviously not going to be playing in this year's Masters. Devastating news. Devastating news for golf guys. For guys like me, Tiger Woods fans. Shout out to Tiger. Hopefully his recovery is going all right. Tune back in. Nick Segling here. Got a few more solo rips to get through. Much love. All the people showing the podcast. Always follow along on my Instagram or Twitter page. As I mentioned, always got a giveaway going on there currently as well. At Seggy Station. I got a live version up, as I always talk about, on my Twitch stream. Again, trying to get those followers up there as well. It's _Seggy_G. And still got the podcast out on Podbean, Spotify, all those platforms there. As always, check it out. Much love to all the people supporting. Gotta go. All right, get through a few more solo rips here. Got the recording going. Definitely got to touch on Roy Williams. So I touched on his retirement yesterday with Chew, but not enough. He 18 years with UNC Chapel Hill, North Carolina Tar Heels, obviously. Won 3 national titles. He's got 903 career victories, which is a 704 all-time win percentage. He's 3rd all-time in career wins, 3 national championships. I think he had 6, or maybe it was 9, actually. 9 Final Four appearances. Just a legend. This dude's a legend. Coached at Kansas, 33 years, as I mentioned. Everything that you strive to look at for a coach to be. And just seeing his press conference, I've been tearing up thinking about Roy Williams, I swear, because I was the biggest UNC fan as a little kid. I remember when my mom bought me a UNC blanket, bro. UNC Tar Heels, I was big on that. Pillows, everything. Had the whole set, bro. Had that for a while. Always wanted to go to UNC. I was a big basketball guy before I turned golf guy. I've always been sports, played all of them. Baseball, played soccer for a year, technically. I mean, geez, I was playing all beat up because of it. Jesus, feeling like shit because of it. But, once I blew out my knee and did all that, there was no way I was going to be really able to continue playing basketball like I wanted to, like I dreamed to. So that was really not a thing. Not as if I was going to ever play for UNC, but hell yeah, that was the dream, bro. Roy Williams, he's an all-time coach, legendary. I mean, absolutely legendary. I think of Roy Williams. I think of Paulie Mack. I think of the old school guys that did things for the kids, taught lessons that I'll be able to take for the rest of my life, that I learned from these guys that I've watched on TV and heard them give statements that I think about. Paulie Mack giving me statements in the locker room, whatever. Like, things that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. And just thinking, UNC being coached by someone other than Roy Williams. 70 years old. You got to respect the fact that, like I mentioned, dude's been doing this for a long time, has the resume he does. And you got to probably think he wants to get out there. His legacy's defined, financially set. You want to go play some golf. There's no surprise here. You got to give some congratulations to the guy. But it is absolutely wild to think that here you go. North Carolina playing basketball with no Roy Williams. That's, after 18 years, after everything he's done for not only inspiring young people interested in sports, but all of his players, just incredible. Shout out Roy Williams. Loved listening to his speech, by the way, too. It was incredible. Also saw this in the NCAA in terms of coaches. Bill Self getting an all-time life contract. Signing an all-time life contract. On Friday, the school announced this, so today. Self's current contract, which had 1 year left remaining, had been replaced with a new five-year rolling agreement that automatically adds 1 year at the conclusion of each season for the remainder of his career. Not sure how old this guy even is. I know he's been there for a minute, I think. I know he's was, or if not still, under investigation by the NCAA. Not sure if we're ever going to hear anything coming out of that or not, but potentially you might. And if that does happen, then okay, we'll see what goes on with that situation. But until that comes to the forefront, I mean, realistically, Bill Self having a lifetime contract, I don't think you see that too often. Like, do we? Like, I don't think I've ever seen that. Just, you're here until you decide you don't want to be here. Okay. That's actually something I don't think we've seen. Like, have we seen that? I'm just curious. Like, if anyone can let me know if they're listening to the pod at some point, I'd be curious. I mean, I'll do my own research on it, but that's just incredible. For a guy who's under investigation, I'm sorry, by the NCAA. For all these things that are going on with the NCAA and paying players and them being in the Supreme Court. And let's just be real here. Like, this is going to be a situation, and I think we're on the cusp of college athletes being paid. And I've been talking about this for a minute. Going all the way back to high school, for God's sake. Speech and debate class, Paulie Mack shot him out again. This is getting some tread, and it's not getting talked about, and people don't know about it, of course, and, like, maybe whatever. Like, you're going to have this, I think, coming way more to the forefront once March Madness is done. Once, by the way, these people get out of hotels and, you know, living in the AAU environment under quarantine where you're basically trying to get them outside for their own psyche to not go mentally insane for what's coming up on now at least 3 weeks. Yeah, some of these guys were there and got bounced and went home. But you ask these guys to do a lot of things, in my opinion, that they should be paid for. Especially with the pandemic going on, tested at the clip they're getting tested at. All the things that they're going through just to get a basketball tournament in. That, by the way, raises millions of dollars for the NCAA. And you got coaches out here moving all the time, switching schools all the time for $1 million contracts. Bill Self signing lifetime contracts. And players, can't get a lick of any of the money. That is absolutely insanity to me. And with some of the performances we've been seeing from some of these stud athletes, particularly on the women's side as well, and Paige Beckers, which, by the way, I saw Stephen A. Smith talking about it today, basically saying she's the Steph Curry of basketball. I mean, I said that before he said it. I just want to make that clear. Paige Beckers is the real deal. And I saw, this is very interesting on Paige Beckers. Because I covered this too, how she was the first woman freshman player to be named National AP Player of the Year. But she can't go pro because of NCAA rules. And mind you, she also doesn't get paid. The only men's players to ever do this, the list is Zion Williamson, Kevin Durant, and I believe Anthony Davis was squeezed in between there. That's it, I think. Maybe it gets longer. I'd have to go look. But from what I heard, that's what the list was. I'd have to check into more of that research. But if that is indeed the list, and Paige Beckers did what she's doing, not only still doing, because she's going to be playing in about 3 hours. I think she wins for UConn. I think UConn, with no seniors on the team, just an absolute cycling machine of players. But the fact that she can't go pro is just crazy to me. You're going to make her come back, and UConn have to do what they're doing, which is probably repeat for a national championship, because She's not able to go pro due to NCAA rules in which, I mind you, they can't also be paid. Crazy to me, dude. Crazy. Doesn't make any sense to me. And, you know, unless it's crazy, because I heard Seth Greenberg talking about this today. It's wild that 98% or it's like 99.1% of college athletes don't go pro. So you're talking a minuscule percent. 1% of these athletes go pro and get pro type money at any point. I mind you, in some of these sports, it don't necessarily last long. So why can't they get paid when they're literally changing their entire college career basing it around a sport and potentially, most likely, the numbers basically say very unlikely you're going to go pro and actually make the money you're playing and striving to get? Absolutely crazy. Crazy stuff. You literally can't make this up. As the NCAA is under investigation in the Supreme Court for discrepancies between men's and women's sports and an overlook of its business model. That's literally what's happening as the Final Four begins. Women's side, half hour from now. Men's side, I believe, tomorrow. Craziness. Craziness. Saw this, too. If I didn't touch on this, I'd be remiss. As I did have a little bit to say about this the other day, where I saw John Mara, corner of the Giants, coming out basically talking about how he expects wins after spending over $100 million in this offseason and guarantees. Well, don't all of us fans want that, my guy? 6 of the last 7 seasons, double-digit losing seasons. 4 straight double-digit losing seasons for the New York Football Giants. You know, I'll say this. They do have the last championship in the city of New York, 2011, New York Giants. As the Yankees haven't done it. Obviously, the Knicks, Brooklyn, looking pretty good. We'll see if they can get it done. You got 2 everything, 3 hockey teams. All right, Giants last one to get it done. Here's the thing on this statement from John Mara. And here's this thing on how I've been talking on the Giants, which, by the way, if Daniel Jones didn't go down last year, I think had a chance to win that division. But okay, let's run it back. $100 million in offseason activities. Kenny G, obviously the defense looking good. Adoree Jackson. I mean, we bring in Denny Shelton. Blake Martinez is there. I mean, it's all on dimes. You get Saquon coming back, I mind you. I think a lot of us are forgetting that. I get it. It's off a season-ending injury, but we've seen guys coming back from running backs, particularly season-ending injuries and ACLs, and have very successful times. I.e. Adrian Peterson, Todd Gurley's had ACL surgeries. We've seen guys at the running back position have the surgery and come back and play in the position. Saquon Barkley was taken as a number 2 pick as a clear stud. I don't expect anything different than him coming back as a recovery to prove everybody wrong that he can do it. The Giants are going to be legit if Daniel Jones is anything. I mean, let's just be real here. If Daniel Jones is anything, the Giants will be a legit football team. I will say this. We got an absolutely brutal schedule. I mean, oh my God. Like, if you're a Giants fan and you're hoping that we got all these moves, and you're John Mara, owner, co-owner of the team, hoping you're going to get all these wins, man, I hope you go check out the schedule. And I will say this. The only way anyone is going to actually respect things that I've been saying about us, the Giants, the only way that the Giants are going to get talked about and actually be respected for comments that you make, John Mara, such as that, is if we actually go out there and win football games and compete and play good football and actually have a chance and maybe win a division and make the playoffs and do something like that. That's the only way. And I'll tell you right now, it hangs on the head of this kid, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is his name. It is going to come 100% down to him. Huge year for this kid. Like, make or break. I don't know. He could be a backup if this doesn't go well. I'm not willing to say that I'm not lost all hope in this kid, because I saw a lot of good stuff from him this season before he got injured. Four-game stretch. We were on a four-game win streak. I mean, I think we had a chance to really get things going if he didn't get hurt. And he was getting some of these things under control. And Jason Garrett was retained. And Joe Judge, no joke what he's doing at head coaching job. I mean, the Giants are the real deal, man. This is legit. I think John Mayer saying this is basically saying to Daniel Jones, hey, man, if you don't do anything here, you're pretty much gonzo. Like, out of here. Because we got everything. Saquon, offense, pieces, everywhere. 11th pick, multiple picks in the draft. Solid defense. Young, solid defense. I mean, my God. If we can't win games, it's on the quarterback. And I've been hearing all these rumors bringing in Sam Darnold. Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear none of that. All right? It's Daniel Jones. We see what he got. Or we're getting another guy. I mean, we got to get another guy. There's no, oh, let's try and bring in and see in quarterback competition. Nah, dude, this is Daniel Jones' team. All right? And if he doesn't prove that this year, all right, out the door. Then we start whatever. You're not paying him. But I will say, if he does something and proves a lot of people that are doubting a lot of this team wrong, not myself, he has a chance. He has a chance to be the guy. I think he could be the guy. I very well think the Giants could win a Super Bowl with Daniel Jones. I saw that as a topic this week as well. I 100% think that could be a thing. If he plays the way he was playing, not turning the ball over, and obviously not injured, I think with all the weapons and the defense and Joe Judge and everything that I mentioned in that segment, I think there's a real chance he could do it. We'll wait and see. I also saw a thing with, if you go and rank the top five athletes in New York right now, you got James Harden on that list that people are throwing out. Like, what? He's been there for 2 weeks. You got Francisco Lindor on that list I saw. Bro, he's been there for a day. Hasn't even played a game yet. Like, what? I saw the list, too, and Jacob DeGrom was not on the list because it was wild. I saw them talking about it. No list was up yet. I'm like, oh, yeah, Jacob DeGrom. Dude, wasn't even on the list. They had six guys up there. How disrespectful is that, you? They had a guy on, and it was absolutely toasting him. It's crazy, because that's the thing about sports takes, too. Everyone can have their own thing and have their own take on it. And, you know, you either respect it or you don't. You either listen or you don't. That's it. It's great. I love sports. Getting ready to watch a little women's basketball and check my NBA and head to New York tomorrow to support my friend. You know, things that mean certain things to me. I got a few more random things I'll cover on the way out of here. Play the music, be gonzo. Let's see what I got. Had a couple things up in the post today that were pretty sweet. Crazy but true. In 2003, Sean McVay beat out Calvin Johnson for Georgia High School Player of the Year. That's wild, if true. Bucks and Antonio Brown are, quote, not close on a contract number. AB earned $2 million last season. The talks of 22 of 22 returning starters. AB technically not a starter, apparently. We'll see where AB lands if he goes back to the Bucks, wherever he decides to go. Saw this. Had a dude at work come up to me and be, yo, you kind of like shoes, right? You collect shoes? Yeah, no, I'm into shoes. What's good? Yo, you see this little Nas shoe? Whatever, little Zane. Well, I don't even know who the dude was. I'm like, what? Nah, what's good? Yeah, dude, it's got real blood in it and Satan and all this shit. I'm like, what, dude? Shows me a shoe. It's a Nike shoe. He's like, I'm like, what? Dude, it's a Nike shoe. He's like, nah, dude, it's his shoe. All right, well, there was a lawsuit. Nike had won its lawsuit against apparently what they're calling MSCHF. I don't know what that is. federal judge has ordered that MSCHF to stop selling the MSCHF X at Lil Nas, quote, Satan shoes. I mean, you can check these things out. I got them up in there, my post. I mean, I'm kind of into shoes. I don't really think those are that sweet. And if you're trying to tell me there's real blood in the soles of those or whatever, I don't know. That's whack. not something I'm trying to cop. Mentioned Paige Bueckers being named Women's AP Player of the Year. But Luka Garza was named AP Men's Player of the Year. He was a runaway choice for the award, earning 50 of the possible 63 votes after finishing second last season. Shout out Luka Garza. I'm assuming, presumably expected to enter this upcoming NBA draft, which I mind you is slightly weak as well. Mentioned Russell Westbrook and Stephen A. Smith's little banter situation with Nina Westbrook ripping apart ESPN's hot take artist. Had a couple of dudes at work today saying, oh, there's your guy, Stephen A. on TV, because we were watching ESPN. And I don't watch First Take. I don't even have ESPN Plus. I don't watch Stephen A.'s World or whatever the hell he's doing now. I don't like what he's doing. I really don't, because I've been watching him, listening to a lot of his takes, and I'm like, dude, what? Like, what is this dude even saying? He was good when he was on radio, man. That was great. I called into his show a good amount of times. I was straight. I thought he was good as hell on radio. I mean, a lot of people didn't like him on radio either, but I thought he's better on radio now than what he's doing now, which is just screaming on national television. Like, literally just, like, his SportsCenter ESPN 7 o'clock show is just crazy, dude. Like, I watch it, and I'm like, what, dude? Like, what are you doing? Did not like his comments towards Russell Westbrook at all. Couldn't disagree more with this man. And if you disagree with this man, it's like, you don't know what you're talking about. It's like, dude, what? Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Russell Westbrook is an all-time point guard in this league. It doesn't matter if he wins a championship or not. Like, what? He had an historic night one night the other day, and Stephen A. goes, utmost respect to Russell Westbrook, but last night's numbers mean absolutely nothing to me. Really, dude? Because he hasn't won a ring? That's why you're saying like crazy stuff like that? I just don't get it. And I talked about the responses with Chu yesterday, Russell Westbrook and Nina Westbrook. And, you know, it's just that stuff's crazy to me, man. Everyone hating on this man. When he's out here, they lost a game again last night, but he put up a triple-double. I mean, dude, like, the dude's been averaging a triple-double 5 seasons in the NBA. And one other dude has one. Like, I don't know what else you need to see. Like, I saw this dude play live. I mean, this man is unbelievable. I think if you he's right, too, in his statements, where, like, bro, he doesn't have to win, like, me playing golf or doing a pod and having some take. Like, I get some of my own personal attributes and way I act from watching a guy like him when he's throwing down on dudes. I mean, dude, he's been throwing down on everybody this week. Just unreal poster jams, yo. They need to get those on NBA Top Shot, for real. Unbelievable. Yeah, mentioned the New York legalization of recreational marijuana yesterday with Chu. According to reports, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed legislation today to legalize recreational marijuana for adults. Sources say, under final legislation, quote, New Yorkers will be allowed to possess 3 ounces of marijuana and grow up to 3 mature pot plants at home with a limit of 6 per household at ABC News. Crazy. Crazy to me that just comes out of nowhere. New York, Mass, pretty much everywhere in the Northeast besides Connecticut, just plopped right in the middle of this recreational marijuana's legal thing. When also, by the way, I lived in South Carolina, got clipped in South Carolina for being in the seat of a passenger seat of somebody's car, and there was weed crumbs on the ground, and that's possession apparently. So it don't, like, this, it's just crazy to me that just depending on what state you're in, like, you could be doing something some type of way and it's all right. Like, but in other states, it's not all right. Like, the whole thing with this FanDuel. Like, you can FanDuel in some states, but not in Connecticut. Bro, what is good with Connecticut? You know how much money you're missing out on? CT? Like, bro. Fucking whack to me, bro. Like, seriously. I mean, it's only a matter of time, but still, this is getting whack. Like, get FanDuel, get this shit legal, get all these moneymakers into a state where I got potholes all over Route 9. All over these fucking roads that everyone talks about are, oh man, let's get the tolls in to get the roads up. You can't even do some of these moneymakers. It's absolutely crazy to me when everything around us is just popping off with moneymakers. Casinos, FanDuel, get your bets in Jersey, sportsbook. I mean, it's just ridiculous, dude. Connecticut is just falling behind. This dude Lamont is a joke. I don't get it. Joyce is lucky she got out of here. This place blows. And it's cold as hell, bro. Like, what? They're like, oh yeah, spring, dope. Like, Easter's this weekend. Here's 30, 35 and wind chill. Like, what? And people are trying to come out to golf today. Literally probably had 20 rounds today. Isn't that wild? People showing up to golf today. Took a cart today. 35 and I swear to God, 20 mile per hour winds. You're talking 25. Feels like 25 outside. Dude's wearing winter hats and mittens, teeing off. I'm like, what, dude? Wait another day. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are we even letting carts out? Like, just crazy to me, bro. This weather. It was like 70 last week. Oh, my God. Let me get in a couple other random things before I get out of here. Just been bantering on all these things that I have. It's good to get back in solo, though. I saw Aaron Rodgers will be hosting Jeopardy for 2 weeks starting this Monday, April 5th. Continuing through the week of Monday, April 12th. Haven't watched any Jeopardy since my neighbor moved and since the passing of Alex Trebek. But I think I'm going to check that out and see how awkwardly weird this man is. Because he's talking about like how he's prepping for it and all this stuff. And I think Rogers is kind of funny. Let's see. Saw another couple good things with... Vanessa Bryant posting a picture of her daughter Natalia showing nothing but joy after getting accepted to USC with a post, obviously, of Kobe Bryant in a USC jacket, long post. Just crazy, man. No Kobe either. You know, when you put some of that stuff into perspective, just with people not being here, no matter how it affects you, personally or famous people, whatever, man. Like, that shit was crazy tough for me. I'm not even like a Kobe guy, and that was like really tough for me. So sad to see. And you just go on, right? That's what everyone says. And the strength that these people, the Bryant family, show is just incredible. Absolutely incredible. So definitely shout that out. Talked about J.J. Redick accusing the Pelicans' David Griffin of, quote, not honoring his word with his trade, and that's why he hasn't reported the Mavs yet. Not looking good for my old J.J. to the Mavs, even though the Mavs are looking great. If they got J.J., I don't know what J.J.'s thinking here, bro. Like, dude, what? Like, you got lied to by an NBA GM? What a surprise. Like, dude, show up to work. Like, all right, or you're done. Like, you want to be doing your podcast? Fine, go do your podcast. Like, whatever, that's cool. Like, I'll check it out maybe, but like, don't be just, like, sitting it out. Hopefully Andre Drummond will be back, only missing a couple games after having 285-pound Brook Lopez accidentally come down on your toe and basically having your toenail fall off. That's absolutely not good. Hopefully it's one or two games. We'll see. Lakers definitely need him, and we'll see if he's able to get integrated. The NBA has released its MVP rankings. They got Nikola Jokic, the Eggman, because call him Jokic. It's the Eggman. Number one, Damian Lillard, number two, James Harden, number three, Giannis, four, and Luka Doncic, five. I'll save my comments for all that when Rich returns. We'll get into the NBA, I'm sure, at some point. Nikola Jokic, by the way, though, he's averaging 27.1 points, which is first on his team, 11.3 rebounds, which is first on his team, 8.6 assists, which is first on his team, 1.6 steals, first on his team, 57.1% from the field, first on his team. 42.7 from three, first on his team. 86% from the free throw line, which is first on his team. 35.8 minutes, which is first on his team, with a PER of 31.9 and assisted percentage of 40.2. I mind you, also first on his team. Yeah, strong case. Very strong case. But I think it's going to come down to where they're at in the standings. I will say this. Aaron Gordon's been absolutely balling out for the Denver Nuggets, and they're looking like a real threat if Jamal Murray and Jokic are anything that we saw out of them last year in the bubble, with now Aaron Gordon filling in. I think a slight upgrade for what they had. As much as Jeremy Grant's been balling out in Detroit, Rich, slight upgrade in Aaron Gordon, and not only his defense, but his lob threat. Scary what they got going on out there in Denver right now. Definitely going to be interested to see how some of that breaks down. All right, that's it for the day. Cap it off by reading you the list of Giants defense. Projected. Defensive lineman Leonard Williams. Defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence. D-tackle Danny Shelton. Offensive linebacker Lorenzo Carter. Offensive linebacker O'Shea Anonymous. Middle linebacker Blake Martinez. Quarterback Odoree Jackson. Cornerback James Bradberry. Cornerback Darnay Holmes. Cornerback Julian Love. Safety Logan Ryan. Safety Xavier McKinney. Safety Jabril Peppers. God, I love that so much. That is unreal. I told my brother we were going to get Kenny G. We got Kenny G. We brought in John Ross III. Darius Slayton and Shepard are still there with Evan Ingram. With the 11 pick, by the way. Saquon coming back. Devontae Booker to back him up. Wayne Gallman still there. Everything. Everything on both sides of the ball. Special teams is a Joe Judge thing. Joe Judge is a legit coach. Coaching staff all retained. John Mara's got a point, man. It's on Danny Dimes. Everyone wants to not call him that. I don't want to call him that because he's looking like Danny Nichols half the time. But if he can do anything to live up to that nickname and just be Daniel Jones for a minute, I mean, just not Danny Sorry or Danny Turn It Over and Drop It, whatever the hell you're doing, man, I think we'd be in a good spot. I think the Giants are in a great spot with everything going on this offseason for them, the rest of the division, the rest of the NFL, adding a 17th game. I think shaking a lot of things up this upcoming season. First time in a long time, if not a very long time, because it's never happened, where 17 games have been played in the NFL. And that's going to be something to follow for sure after them announcing that officially this week. Pinfire covering a little bit of the sports. I'm going to get into watching some of them. Then I'm going to have to get some sleep for sure. Waking up, got a road trip tomorrow. Looking forward to supporting Bree Rally Foundation and my friend Shayna Rally. Opening, technically, I think it's the opening day of her warehouse. We'll see, whatever. I'm there to support it. It'll be fire. Looking forward to coming back and announcing the giveaway winner. Please check out my Instagram page and support the giveaway cause. Got a chance for a sweater, the Bree Rally Foundation logo, stickers, my Seggy Station sticker, and I stopped to grab some candy. So should be a dope package if you win it. But you got to enter to win it. Check out how you do so on my Instagram page at Seggy Station. That's all I had for the airwaves today. Appreciate all the support as always. And as always, still had no shame what I had to say. Much love. Peace and love. Catch you all next time here on the Seggy Station.